B-Pod Studios.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Okay, now this is crazy. We're talking weather here for just a second. A mix of sun and clouds today. It's going to be a decent day, a high about 50. Yesterday was a pretty day, you know. The wind was cold. But then, tomorrow, it's going to be windy with rain early tomorrow and a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon. Snow may mix in early tomorrow morning as this nor'easter kind of goes off to a... out off the coast.
It's here. A gasping breath of winter, you desperate
but
season.
At the same time... You know, with the snow possible early in the morning, it's going to be 61 later in the day.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
So it doesn't even matter.
It's crazy.
I kind of get bit by the April Fool bug because I had my dad going on that, hey, we're going to get like 8 to 10 inches of snow.
Oh, really?
April Fool's. And then later on, I look and I go, oh, wait a second.
We are going to get snow.
It's coming after me.
Okay, so other stuff, we'll keep you posted on this. Other stuff we have coming up in the program today. This is a big day. It's Tax Tips with Barry Day.
Oh, right. Well.
Yep. Barry's going to be here, you know, our tax expert. And you can.
LBF's already filed an extension for it.
Yep.
But we'll do it at 7 o'clock anyway.
Yep. We'll do it. Yep. So we got that coming up for you here. Tom Brady is not very good at April Fool's jokes.
Nobody is. I hate April Fool's.
Or Twitter. Really?
Let me see. Have you heard about the possibility of a guacamole shortage?
Yes, I have. Yep. I'm on top of that. I'm very upset
already?
Yes. This is maybe the country can just join together on this issue alone.
Yep. Big issue.
Guacamole is delicious.
One of my all-time favorites. Mick Jagger. We'll give you the latest on Mick Jagger and his health. And why
I'm super mad at Jennifer Garner. I love Jennifer Garner. We're like BFFs, but I feel completely used by her. And we'll discuss
really?
At
7:45. Is she moving into Gwyneth
Paltrow
category yet?
Worse.
Worse?
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. You're going to do this in dirty laundry?
Yes.
Okay, we got that coming up for you here.
It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, by the way.
Oh, it is, really?
You know, it started right here in Boston.
Didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Okay, we'll bring up speed on that. Let me see. Measles. We got
you know,
a first case
measles,
of measles.
Don't go
here.
To a restaurant. Just FYI.
Yeah. Just so you'll
also
know.
Get vaccinated. Just saying.
And we got which side of the bed do you sleep on? I think we got to talk about this at some point this morning.
Yeah, I did something to spice up my marriage last night, and I regret it
really?
Today.
Okay. Okay. So stick around. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
That's a pretty bold mood on your part.
Yeah, I tried something new in the bedroom last night, trying to spice things up after 21 years.
Yep.
I switched sides of the bed with Dave.
Oh, no.
And when
I tell you
that
was your
it
first
was
move?
Crazier than swinging, I'm not even kidding. And it had disastrous results. Because... I found out a lot of things. First of all, his sleeper number is not my sleep number. I felt I'm usually the one closest to the door. And so I felt like I was far away from Lucy's room, even though it was just one body away, but it was just far. Mm-hmm. But the real interesting thing I learned is I'm a girl. Usually when you spoon, you're the spoonie.
Spoonie.
And not the spooner.
Well, so you switched everything
I
up.
Switched it all off. I was like, I'll do this. I tried to, my shoulder's messed up. I don't know how you guys do it. It's like you put your arm around the person, and then you've got this other arm, and if you lay it flat, then it's going to go to sleep. If you put it up, it's just flapping there, and you're just like it's like in the fetal position a little bit, and all tied up next to your body.
What they really need to do is cut a hole in the bed for your arm to go in.
You may be right about that.
It was crazy. It was the craziest thing, and so that I learned. I also learned that the side of your bed, I woke up several times, and I felt like I was in a hotel or someplace
else.
Didn't
know where you
were. I was like, where am I? Everything was wrong. My sleep patterns were wrong. Everything. Dave was sound asleep.
It didn't bother him at all.
Not at all.
Really?
I have no idea, but apparently He likes to be spooned.
Okay, so what's the deal? Now, ordinarily, which side you sleep on? Okay, let's say you're facing, you're at the foot of the bed. You're standing at the foot of the bed.
I'm on the right.
You sleep on the right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ryan. toward the door.
I sleep on the right.
And then I feel like somebody gets the door and somebody gets the windows. There's an escape hatch at all times.
Yeah. I don't know, because all your stuff on the side table,
we decided to do this the night before last, and then I was falling asleep last night. I'm like, oh, we're supposed to switch sides tonight. And he's like, let's do it. I'm like, no, we have to switch everything over, because if I don't see my clock, that's the other thing. We decided last night we'll just try it without switching the furniture. That was terrible, too, because I'd wake up and I couldn't see the clock.
You have a nightstand on both sides?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just great. Mine's a mess. But my wife and I were just talking about this weekend.
Story, yeah.
Because she saw this story about this guy in Ireland who tweeted something that set Twitter on fire. He's like, you know, his wife, they just pick a side. They don't have a side of the bed.
You mean
like,
just when they night go to, by whether, night, willy-nilly?
Whoever goes to bed first, they go, I'll go on this side or I'll go on this side.
No, that's completely wrong.
That's crazy. Right?
That is the craziest thing. I can't even imagine going into my bedroom and being like, which side? Like, I mean, that's
automatic.
Crazy. That's
okay. If you sleep in a hotel, do you go to that immediate, that same side?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yep.
Even if I'm the only one in the hotel.
Yes, exactly.
It's just me. I sleep on my side of the bed.
Yeah, I sleep on the right side of the bed.
Which side are you on, Hank?
I sleep on the left side of the bed because my wife is on the right side closer to the door in case somebody breaks into the house.
Okay, you want them to get her first.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, okay. Brilliant.
Survival of the fittest.
You're really looking for her.
You're my kind of guy, Hank.
Yep. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Now, here's the deal. This is why we can't have nice things around.
Oh, it didn't go well yesterday.
No, it should not go well.
Brookline launched their new pilot program for scooters, brought to you by the companies called Bird and Lime.
Yep.
And so they have these strategically placed scooters all over the town of Brookline, and people can just grab a scooter if you're 18 and older, have a credit card, you got to wear a helmet, and you can scoot around Brookline to your heart's content.
Right.
Well, it didn't start off well. Within minutes, a woman was injured because she fell off the scooter. I don't know. She had a helmet. Did she have a helmet on, Hank?
She did. You have to bring your own helmet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you bring your own helmet, and they were doing the big launch and the big press conference, and the backdrop to announce the program, our emergency apparatus, firefighters, EMTs, and an ambulance with a woman on the ground who needed 4 stitches.
Okay. So I don't think that scooters are a good idea. Just on the, you know me, I don't think that leaving the couch is a good idea. But also,
yeah, you're in for wearing the helmet, but the rest of
it. But the scooting, right. I just feel like the bike program I can get behind. But scooting seems like you really just want a hoverboard, but we can't find out how to do that.
Marty McFly was in Brookline yesterday.
Why would you scoot someplace when you could just walk or bike?
Well,
or drive people.
Well, what
you know?
They're saying is, and plus, it's not legal outside of Brookline. Scooters are
illegal. So you can't cross the town line.
Right. Well, you can.
You need a border wall.
You can cross the town line. For instance, you can finish the ride in Boston, but you can't start a ride in Boston to Brookline.
How are they going
to
get the scooters back?
I think they have a GPS program. But there are certain areas where if you go into a restricted zone, the power shuts off.
No way.
And then you need to kick with your foot. Yes, it happens.
It's like those shopping carts that like lock up right outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It seems like a good idea until there's scooters lying all around.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks like a bunch of kids
I see
in the pool.
Bikes laying around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All over the place.
I know. It's weird. It's like ghostly. It's just, or the people evaporated. I don't like it. It's very strange.
Okay, this is a zombie thing. There's zombie apocalypse is coming along.
Can I just ask you, as an adult human being, when have you scooted? Who scoots? Who in the world scoots?
That's why the problem is with the learning curve. Nobody knows how to do it.
Nobody knows how to scoot. Scooting is like so 1932. It's like that bike with the big wheel and the little wheel.
My kids all have scooters.
Yeah, exactly. What adult over 18 scoots?
Kids grow up into.
You see it. 18. You see it over. You know, like downtown, you'll see it.
Scooters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's a ludicrous idea.
Seaport.
On the record. Yeah, well, everything in the Seaport.
I know, everything
ridiculous.
In the Seaport is
ridiculous. Well, the T doesn't go there, really.
Yeah. That's right. Good boy.
Silver line.
Come on.
You scooted when you broke your ankle.
No, that was a knee scooter. Everybody has those. They have 4 wheels instead of 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very sturdy.
All right. But you did have, like, that weird, like, hip thing where you were like, this kind of hurts after a while.
Oh, yeah.
So scooting is bad for your hips.
I had, like, sciatica because of my scooting.
See? He's a cautionary tale, people.
Yep. I think I need to come up with like a whole Nerf suit that I could rent to the scooters.
I think, yeah, exactly. You know those big suits that they, well, never mind. Yeah. Okay, well, look, things are not looking really, really, really great for the Reds. So, you know, you got a bad baseball team when half your players come from AAA and the other half come from AA.
Yeah.
So what happened anyway, Hank?
Well, the Red Sox are the equivalent of the Brookline scootering program right now. They lost 7-0 in Oakland. David Price gave up 4 runs in 6 innings for the loss. Sox are 1-4. Now, Alex Cora, the manager, second-year manager, said, hey, don't worry about it. We started out last year the same way. I go, No, you didn't.
No, we were 1-17 last year.
Yeah, you were 17-2.
I mean, 17-2,
first 19. Chris Sale on the mound tonight in Oakland. Celts held off the Heat, 110-105, with Sam Bell in the stands. Celts led by 24 at one point. Kyrie had 25 points. Al Horford, a triple-double. Celts face the Heat again tomorrow night. But in Miami, who did you see? You saw somebody famous last night at the game, right?
Oh, Pauly D was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we put famous in quotes, please? Yeah.
Hey, the crowd went crazy when they showed Pauly D on
the
big screen.
We're a desperate city. We're a desperate city. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Bruins in Columbus tonight.
Okay.
And Tom Brady on Twitter yesterday for the very first time.
Yeah.
He was kind of like Brookline, too. Kind of a lame day on Twitter. April Fool's. Oh, I'm retiring.
Like nobody saw that coming.
Right.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, I mean, it's the first one out of the gate. It's going to be lousy.
Yep.
It'll get better.
Yeah, he was consistent.
So where's the line on celebrities?
Well, where's the line? Yeah. Right at Pauly D.
Right at Pauly D? Okay, just checking.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, here we are, the 2nd of April, and that means we're just days away from the tax deadline. So we thought it would behoove us to help you get your taxes stuff, what you need to know this morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So presenting, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Tax Tips with Barry. And always like to have like some really spunky music here, happy music, because we want to be happy when we do taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Taxes.
Taxes.
So first of all, things are so different in taxes this year that Barry even brought backup with him. So we have, first of all, Barry Chait is with us, and he's Barry's with the accounting firm of LCMG, and you brought the L from LCMG with you. Is this correct?
That's correct. We have Bruce Levine. Bruce Levine with me this morning.
Wow, is he going to fact check you?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Bruce. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Good to see you. Yeah. Okay, so Barry, first things first. For Massachusetts residents, when is the deadline for filing your taxes?
Wednesday the 17th.
Now, why not the 15th?
Because the 15th is Patriots Day, and have everyone running the Boston Marathon.
Well, why not the 16th?
Yeah, Emancipation Day down in Washington.
Oh. Okay, so that's a Washington, D.C. only holiday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, so 15th, 16th, out for Massachusetts, 17th on Wednesday, so be a week from 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Two weeks from tomorrow, that's correct.
Okay, now, from everything
I've been... Almost ready to start doing them.
Have you got all your stuff together?
No.
You're early.
It's all in a
pile.
Usually
you're calling me that afternoon.
I will be.
What's the biggest change this year? Like, everyone's freaking out.
Everything.
I'm like, why?
What is the biggest change, you guys?
Everything's changed. Pretty much, if it was good, they took it away.
Don't sugarcoat it, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Okay, so if it was good for the taxpayers, they took it away, right?
Right.
All right. Well, I you know, like the kids. What am I looking for with like the child write off? Did that go up a little bit?
But that went up to $2,000 for children under 17 years old.
Oh man! Wow. Can I still write off like child care?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What about college tuition?
College tuition is deductible. You can get a credit for it, depending upon income limits.
Too small a credit.
What's
right?
not okay. deductible that was last year that people are going to really notice? Don't say everything.
I know there's a lot of stuff.
Start with your taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say?
Start with your basic salt taxes, your home real estate taxes, your income taxes in the state. All that's gone. $10,000.
So let me get this right. Okay, so you pay Massachusetts, you know, income tax, and you cannot deduct that now from your federal income tax, right?
Well, you can deduct up to $10,000.
Up to $10,000, okay.
And so far, I have seen very few people who are under that.
Okay.
And so, that goes in a bucket with your real estate taxes also.
Oh, so they combine the two?
Right.
Yeah, you take your personal property tax, your real estate taxes, and your state income taxes.
And you can't exceed $10,000. Is that right?
I'll tell you what else is in that bucket.
Yep.
Interesting. So when people get their tax returns, what percentage less do you think they're going to be getting this year? This is so joyful. Like,
it's a tough one because it all depends upon what they have for taxes paid largely. I mean, we have a lot of people who've got business expenses, and those have all been pretty much taken away.
So you can't. We were talking about this. We like to buy presents for each other and then write them off because you were allowed to. No longer the case.
No longer.
Oh well.
Okay.
That changes.
So what about
no birthdays anymore?
Like particularly people in sales and things like this. What about business mileage?
No, gone.
No, gone.
No,
really?
Gone? Yeah.
No kidding.
Who was the evil person who did this? Was it you, Barry?
I wrote the tax code.
This is Barry's idea.
So what if you take a client out to dinner? Can you write that off?
You can write off the dinner.
The dinner?
Yeah,
50%. Not the hookers.
Wow. So let's say you go out for dinner into a ball game.
Okay.
The ball game is non-deductible.
Again.
The meal is.
All right, so you're going to go for a really expensive meal.
Okay, so you go. Okay, you're going to go to a Bruins game.
No.
You go to the Garden. You can't write off the... You're taking a client to the Garden, to a Bruins game. You can't write off the tickets to the game. But if you go to, like, Blades and Boards and buy dinner, you can write that part off. Is that correct?
Right. The dinner is count. The dinner counts.
Yeah. Okay.
The game doesn't.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
What about charitable deductions, like donations to charity?
Well, I think you have to look at the SALT deduction with the rest of the deductions of charity, mortgage interest, and they've capped that at... They said, we're going to get rid of the standard deduction, which was $12,000. We're going to make it $24,000. So anything per couple and $12,000 for a single individual. So if you have $10,000 of SALT or state and local deductions, you add in your mortgage and then your charities might be under $24,000 and you're using the standard deduction of $24,000. So you're not getting as much benefit.
Numbers.
That's why you're not an accountant.
You get lost. You lost. Okay.
This makes less work for you, though, Barry.
How does it make less work?
I'm just saying.
Okay. We'll answer your questions with tax tips with Barry coming up next.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Epas are attending their 20th high school reunion when they spot a face they believe to be familiar.
Say, Epas, you see that gal over there? I think that's Helen Brown.
Boy, it sure does look like her, but I'm not sure. Let's go ask her. Say there, you look like Helen Brown.
Oh, really? Well, you look like in that red flannel shirt you're wearing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so it's Tax Tips with Barry this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And we're getting a lot of questions and a lot of the same questions. And maybe this could answer some of it. But a lot of people are saying, wow, you know, I was getting refunds I've always gotten refunds before, but I'm not getting refunds now. And I believe perhaps that is because under the new tax code, you were getting more and less was being withheld from your pay. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then you're going to end up possibly owing or getting a smaller refund.
I literally don't understand any of this.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Okay, so then we got that, and there are a lot of different questions coming up, like Gordy's on the line with us. Okay, Gordy, we're trying to help this morning. What's your tax question?
Yeah, I sold a two-family house I had last year, and my accountant says I'm going to have about an $80,000 tax liability. I was just wondering if there's any way around that. I used to be my primary residence, but it was not for the past 6 years.
Right, so to get any type of exemption, you'd have to live in the house 2 out of the last 5 years. And, right. I mean, you say it's a two-family house, so the rental portion would not be deductible. Okay, you would not get a benefit of the $250,000 or $500,000 exemption on the rental portion. So that's going away, and that part of the house has been depreciated through the years. So you probably have a very low basis in the house, which is going to create some of the tax liability.
Couldn't he just say he lived there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah, until
they catch you.
I'm just asking, you know.
That, of course, is Gordy. Tax tips with Brian.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Congratulations on the sale of your house.
Yeah.
Okay. What we're doing, Gordy, we're advising you to just say you live
would
there.
Would a suspicious fire have been better?
No. Yes.
Hey, Gordy, no? Good luck on this thing, and let us know how it goes, okay?
What about the illegal apartment?
Okay. Were we of any help whatsoever? Right. I don't think we were of any help whatsoever. Oh, man. So basically, everything has changed. How much?
Everything.
Okay, we got Barry and Bruce are both here. How much studying did you have to do to get ready for this new tax year? I mean, it's a whole new tax code, right?
About 40 hours.
40 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, we were constantly going to something else.
It's like 3 weeks of work.
Wow. Nope. That's why I'm not an accountant.
Okay. Now, look.
Math is hard.
If anybody would really like to have some professional help, how do they get a hold of you guys?
They go to our website, lcmgcpa.com.
LCMGCPA. Don't let all these letters confuse you.
Letters,
that's
numbers.
LCMG as then C. PA as in Certified Public Accounting.
Right.
.com.
Repeat it again, Barry, will you?
L C M G C P A .com.
Okay.
Excellent.
Very good. Thank you very much for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us again. If anyone has any questions, just call Brian.
Okay. Yep. I'll take care of it.
We got
all the answers. He's got lighter fluid in the match.
Okay, we got.
We've got heart procedures, we've got prenups, we've got a $65,000 table that we're going to discuss. But first, yesterday was April Fool's Day. I hate April Fool's Day. I don't like people tricking me. It's
really?
It's unnerving. I don't like to be fooled. It's like it makes me feel uncomfortable and I feel like a dope. And I usually feel like a dope and I don't need to feel it anymore on a particular day. And that is why I am very angry.
Self-esteem issues here.
At Jennifer Garner, who was... Yep. Heretofore, my best friend forever.
Oh, what'd she do?
Now, yesterday, here's what she said on her Instagram, which I follow religiously, and you should too.
Hello, good morning. I have some exciting news to share. I have written my first and probably only book. It's a real labor of love, and I go places I never thought that I would go, but I do. And I just want to thank everyone who was part of helping me write and create this book. Bless your heart.
Okay, so then it sent me on a complete Google black hole where I was like, wait a minute. When Jennifer Garner was divorcing Ben Affleck, she gave an interview to Vanity Fair about his back tattoo and how it was a phoenix rising out of the ashes. And she said to the reporter, am I the ashes? I don't accept that. Bless his heart. And I was like, bless his heart.
Oh,
bless
suck
your
you
heart.
In.
I'm going to places I never thought I'd go. I'm like, this is going to be a deep dive into her relationship with Ben. And it's going to be great because she's so normal. And I want to find out the truth. And then it was an April Fool's joke, and I fell for it hook, line, and sinker, which is why we are not going to the movies on Friday night together. So I'm upset, because I was really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
She's too classy to do a book like that. I should have known. And Brian Bell saw the whole thing happen and
great. Didn't
say anything to me.
Nope.
He just walked away thinking, shaking his head, saying, tomorrow she's going to be
hook, line, and sinker.
Is she now above Gwyneth as enemy number one?
No. I'm just mad at her. We're just in like a little bit of a fight. And so I'll get over it. But deep down inside, I still love her. But I just hate April Fools. Don't you hate April Fools?
Oh, and by,
no, it's kind of fun.
Speaking of that, yesterday morning, if you were listening to the show and several times you thought you were getting, you know, like a text because you heard, you know, something like that.
That was our April Fools joke.
Oh, sorry, that was us.
A lot of other celebrities did the April Fools thing. Tom Brady, obviously, he joined Twitter and then said, I'm retiring in my spare time. I'll be tweeting, which is kind of like a nod to Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And I don't think he wants to get on Twitter.
No, it's not a nice place.
Brad Stevens, the coach of the Celtics, had a great one. He woke up his daughter
and said, hey, there was a pipe broken at school. You have no school today. Of course, she went crazy excited. He goes, April Fools.
Dr. Phil pretended he was going to shave his mustache. Boring. Katie Couric announced she's returning to the Today Show as an anchor because America is in desperate need of a sweetheart. That's actually pretty true. And Justin Bieber said his wife, Hailey Baldwin, was pregnant, and people don't like the pregnant April Fool's joke because it doesn't bode well. It doesn't sit well with a lot of people.
Bad juju.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay, speaking of bad but awesome, Jennifer Lopez is getting married to A-Rod, and apparently she wants a no-cheating clause in their prenup, which, by the way, that's me.
April
Not
Fools.
April Fools.
Okay, April Fools. Daylight. Sorry.
because she wants a no-cheating clause. Apparently you can do that. Like, you can write a prenup and you have, like, a cheating thing. And
write anything in there.
I know, which is really good, but I think that she absolutely should. I just wonder how she's going to prove it. Like, how do
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, A-Rod cheats at everything, you know?
See?
Baseball.
Girls. He was allegedly sexting some Playboy ex-Playboy model while he was, you know, with J-Lo a couple of weeks ago. I want the best for her. I need her not to marry this guy. I think it's a big mistake.
She's made three bad choices before.
She's made three. Yeah, she has. This is, yeah, she's not good at it. I don't understand. She seems so lovely. Okay. Do you love Shawshank Redemption, the movie?
Yes, I do.
Well, remember that 200-year-old oak that they had to cut down where they hid the money?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, did they hide the money by the oak? Well, they had to take a left at the oak or something like that.
Down under that oak tree.
Yes. Anyway, that tree had to be cut
down.
But they made a table out of it, and now the table is $65,000.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool. And then Mick Jagger is finally having, we finally know what's happening. He's having a valve replaced this Friday in New York City.
Friday in Manhattan, yes.
And they had to postpone.
Selling tickets?
No.
They should, really.
They should, really.
How are they going to reschedule the show? Because they're claiming, hang on to your tickets if you got tickets to the show at Gillette. But is that in August?
Well, the tour was supposed to start in April, I think, and now it's going to start in...
In June? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess it's a pretty simple surgery, but he's not young.
They say it's a very common procedure.
The defibrillator tour. That's going to be the new one.
That'll be it? Yeah, okay.
Anyway, hopefully he will be on the mend very soon. But what's so interesting to me is that Keith Richards is healthy as a horse. I don't get it.
Amazing.
Mick must be like, what?
From what he's... Don't you think maybe he's put his body through quite a bit over the years?
Who, Mick?
Yeah.
Judging from his 20-year-old girlfriend, I'll bet he's put his body through a lot.
The 20-year-old girlfriend put him over the edge.
Wow. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, I tell you, it's all coming together this morning because it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And the amazing thing is, our player this morning is named Carol Greco. She's from Methuen, and she happens to be an employee of a vending company. And Carol, the really cool thing about this is if you win the $1,000, we have arranged it. So if you press the right button and swipe your card, the $1,000 will come out of a little slot for you. How's that sound?
She's unamused.
Pretty amusing. Yeah. Pretty
She's
amusing.
Unamused.
Pretty damn amusing.
You're fine on the game.
Okay, now Carol, are you a little nervous about this?
I'm very nervous.
Oh, no.
You should be.
No, really. LBF has concocted some real softballs for you this morning, okay? Wow. So all you got to do is answer. Give us 10 correct answers to 10 questions in 60 seconds, and bingo, you get $1,000 from Century
Bank. If you win, I want Snicker bars for life.
Okay. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Winda Grand. Did I say Winda? No. Yeah. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
Two nickels and a penny equals what?
11 cents.
What does the I in IRS stand for?
Internal.
What does PB&J stand for?
Peanut butter and jelly.
What riding apparatus rental is now available in Brookline?
Pass.
Where do the Celtics and Bruins play home games?
TD Garden.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
The maximum number of characters a tweet can be?
Say again?
The maximum number of characters a tweet can be?
Pass.
During what decade were leg warmers trendy?
80s.
What song begins, "You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk"?
Pass.
In what city does Rocky take place?
Say again?
In what city does Rocky take place?
Philadelphia.
What riding apparatus rental is now available in Brookline?
You went 7 for 10 with 3 passes there. And we'll
so you
go
didn't
ahead
get
and
any wrong, so that's the good news. But the passes are the riding apparatus rental that's now available in Brookline. It just started yesterday. Scooters. A maximum number of characters a tweet can be on Twitter, 280. And the song that begins, "You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk," is "Staying Alive."
And that's good to know if you have to do CPR on somebody.
That's right.
Yeah, you did really well.
Very good. Oh, thank you.
And I'm really sad because I don't get Snickers for life.
And you don't get to see $1,000 coming out of a little shoot. But we got some Adam Sandler tickets are going to come out of a little shoot for you here. A pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler June 19th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. You got yours absolutely free. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much for playing the game.
Thank you.
Good job.
Have a good day.
You too.
Want to play the game? Got to register. Got to qualify. Log on to WRR.com, and you could be playing and winning $1,000 from Century Bank.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So, there you are. You're out there minding your own business on 128, and then all of a sudden, you know, a major fight breaks out.
Someone wins a prize?
And ladies and gentlemen in this corner, and we got these two women fighting out there.
Turn that thing off, Lorne. That sounds horrible.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, so these two women got into fisticuffs on 128 in Danvers the other day. 60-something-year-old woman from Beverly and a 33-year-old from Gloucester. And everyone videotaped it because no one is alone. And they are going to be charged with, you know, disorderly conduct and assault and driving recklessly. And both of them have had their licenses revoked. And
yeah, really?
It's not a good idea. But I understand why people lose their minds in their cars. I don't, like, understand why, but I can identify with it.
Yeah, you can relate.
Because
to
it's this weird thing. Like, you would never, and my husband and I were talking about this because a comedian was talking about it. You would never, like, if you're standing in line with somebody and somebody cut you, you would never be like, scream, like, "I want you to die!" If, like, they were right in line. But for some reason, because you're covered in glass and steel, you feel like you can say or do anything. It's kind of nuts, and you get... And
you almost feel anonymous.
And then it elevates. Like, that's the thing. It's like there's no calming down. Like, it seems to elevate and elevate and elevate. Now, I think that these two women were probably dealing with something else besides their lives. Yeah. Like, they're probably coming from a bad place. Like, maybe they had a bad day yesterday. They're going through something terrible. Because to get out of your car, you stop your car on 128 and get out of your car and then start hitting each other when all these people are around you.
I also feel like they listen to our show.
You do?
Yeah, they seemed like they...
They do? Yeah. Well, if you are one of these women, give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll try to help you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you off air if you want. I mean, we'll just discuss.
I think that maybe you're looking at, like, the MMA ladies of Cape Ann, because they get after it pretty good.
You know, you might be right about
that. Kind of
that,
like a mixed martial arts thing.
But, you know, you're talking about feeling anonymous. I mean, if somebody cuts you line, you don't say something? Hey, what are you doing?
I do it, like, in a super passive-aggressive way. Like, I'll look at Lucy and be like, "That jerk just cut the line." I'm getting to know. I'll say, "Oh, I think the line starts here." But, like, just
in a cheery way.
In a cheery, friendly
way. Or a joke.
Way.
I'm like, or I'll just make a joke and be like, "You know, people get killed for less."
Wow, that sounds threatening,
okay,
actually.
Now, that's a little aggressive. That might be going over the line.
Oh, I don't know.
You can't do that at Disney World. You know, you
when that's typed into, like, the court report, though, that you don't see the smile.
Oh, maybe I say meme.
And the judge.
Lesser charge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Knock it down to a misdemeanor.
That, Your Honor, is what started the whole thing. Thank you very much.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, so this is a real-life story that sounds just like a movie here. This happened over the weekend, this past Sunday, as a matter of fact. This man and woman and their 60-year-old son, they've been down to Florida for a little vacation. They're Canadian, so they're heading back to Canada, heading back to Quebec. And so somewhere along the way, now the son is 60, So mom and dad are going to be up there. You know? Okay. So dad dies.
Where?
Someplace in here in the U.S.
Okay.
So mom and the son decide, well, they can't. They just don't think they can afford to deal with the American medical, costs and system.
The red tape.
The red tape. And
so
all
he
that
had a heart attack while they were driving.
Yeah, he had a heart attack while they were driving, see. Yeah. So they didn't think they could do it. Can't take him
to ship a body home.
Well, they don't. Well, they really don't know if he died immediately or not. But some people are saying, well, maybe they were afraid to take him to the hospital because they didn't think they could afford it, see. So anyway, they keep driving. And so he dies, and so they they decide, okay, we'll just keep driving. So they keep driving, they get back to Canada. Well, they're crossing the border. So mom is, in the passenger seat, and the 60-year-old son is driving, and the border officers notice that somebody's in the back seat. So they check out, and it's dad. He's dead in the back seat. And so they are confounded because they do not know how to handle this, because if you try to take a person across a body, you got to have some kind of paperwork to take a dead body across the border. They say they have never seen anything like that before. They don't know where they're going to charge them or even what to charge them with. So I'm thinking, what are you going to charge them with?
Well, I don't know. Acting like Little Miss Sunshine totally did that.
It was exactly like Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of.
I was thinking about Aunt Edna myself.
Oh, on the roof?
Yeah.
That's like, aggressive.
That's a little, yeah.
But, I mean, how long was the body there?
Well,
they
think 2 days.
In a small car in the back seat.
That's right.
I don't know.
A lot of pine tree air freshener.
Right. I bet not. I mean, I don't know. They took him home. It's nice. It's weird, but it's nice.
It's weird, but very nice.
I don't know.
Probably going to have to sell the car now,
your
right?
That's
right.
Definitely so weird. Sell
the car. Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.